Morning. It is Monday, the 11th of March, 2024, and it's 6:30 now here in Enfield. So today I'm supposed to be going to the High Court to attend counsel. It's a High Court. It's a personal injury case involving a meat plant, and our client is the person who's bringing the claim, personal injury proceedings, for an injury or injuries suffered in working in the meat plant, basically being worked like a mule to the point where he has had a breakdown in his, catastrophic breakdown in his health, and his back specifically is giving him a great degree of trouble, and he's unable to work. So today we have a notice of motion, a motion in the High Court. We're supposed to have seeking discovery, we're seeking certain documents, seeking certain records from the other side, from the meat plant, and they haven't agreed to give them to us as part of the discovery process, as part of voluntary discovery, so we have to get a court order to get them. And included in the court order, we're seeking inspection facilities, in other words, to inspect the production line and inspect precisely the type of work that this man was doing, the equipment available, the method of working, the system of working, and so on. Now, it's probably changed significantly since the time that our man was working there, but that is part of our discovery application. In other words, we're looking to get an expert in to do a sort of a study into the working practice of the meat plant and what our client was expected and obliged to do. And basically, which we're saying is the negligence of which we complain and for which our man is entitled to compensation. Unfortunately, I've checked the High Court lists there this morning online, and we don't seem to be listed, so I'm not sure what to do. I'll have to check later on. The lists may update this morning, but it's very unsatisfactory because I'm in the office here in Enfield at 6:30. I don't know whether I'm going to Dublin or not. And as I say, I'm waiting for the list to update. But if the list updates like at 9 o'clock or 9:30 or something, which is when the people probably in the central office or wherever High Court office come in, then it's not going to be much good to me in terms of getting to Dublin. So I may well have to go to Dublin anyway and just take my chances, and I've wasted my day anyway, quite frankly, at this stage, because I've had to keep the day free of consultations and so on here because of going to Dublin and having to attend council. And you know, I do 3-4 consultations a day and plenty of other work as well, and obviously I get paid for the consultations, so it's most unsatisfactory. It's a bit of a pain in the arse, quite frankly, and that's one of the reasons why you're going to see legal costs rising in cases which go on a long, long time. The fact of the matter is that all these applications, these motions for discovery, motions for various things, they are very, very time consuming and they're costly. And today I have to go and attend counsel. So we've got junior counsel today anyway, and myself then leaving the office for the whole day. So it's pretty unfortunate. And as I say, if we were getting on or certain to be in the list, then, you know, I wouldn't mind it too much. But I've blanked out the whole day now. I probably have to go to Dublin, and I don't even know at this stage whether we're in the list or not. We don't seem to be in the list, although we're supposed to be. We were told last week in the list room that we were in the list. So anyway, that's the story. In addition to that, then, I have a few other bits and pieces that I'll have to get done if I don't go to Dublin. I'm going to have to write a letter there to a couple of individuals in relation to alleged defamation. My client is claiming that he was defamed in a certain meeting of a certain club. So I have to write letters there about defamation. I have another letter then to write to a number of car dealers, motor car sales people. My client's car was injured, or was damaged rather. He got it serviced, or else he bought it, and there was a pipe left off it, and then the car broke down, and then the car had to be picked up, and it was picked up by one truck company, and it was picked up again by another tow truck company. So the two tow truck companies involved, and the two garages involved, and there's damage to the side of the car, and we don't know, or we're not certain, who caused the damage. So I'm going to have to write a letter to more than one of the parties involved, claiming that they are responsible, and basically asking them to accept liability and compensate our client, or else fix the bloody damage that was done to his car. So that's what I have. Then I've plenty of other emails and stuff there to deal with, and obviously there'll be posts coming in. And looking at the emails there, there's a sale or two closing, or due to close fairly soon. We're getting, you know, sort of coming up to Paddy's weekend. Next weekend is Patrick's weekend. So, you know, people are anxious to get into new houses or whatever if the expected closing date is this coming week. So hopefully they'll go ahead. And then we have the normal stuff, as I say, phone calls, emails, letters and so on and so forth. But this freaking High Court situation is a pain in the nuts. And I would normally send, you know, one of the people here in the office, but my legal executive is doing FE1s, her first FE1, that's Foundation Exam 1, to get into the Law Society and become a solicitor, so she's off today, so I have to go myself. As I say, I don't mind going, but I mean, this question of whether we're in the bloody list or not is uncertain. We're not actually listed on the High Court website, even though we were told last week, so that's the story, and that's the uncertainty, and that's what drives up costs to a great extent as well, because if I have to go some other day, it's going to be more costs for us, and, you know, counsel again will have to be paid, and I'll have to factor in the fact that I'm out of the office and I'm not getting any money from consultations, because I have to keep a blank calendar today. So that's the story. Done up that letter there, the defamation letter, the originating letter, before taking any action in the defamation case, that I have to do a letter for my client. I've sent a letter on to my client, I've drafted it and sent it on to the client for approval. But one of the things, one of the most important things about an originating letter in any legal proceedings, and especially and particular defamation proceedings, is the originating letter, the letter that you send before commencing proceedings, could well set the tenor of the entire case. Because if it goes to court, the judge, it could be the very first thing that a judge will open, either, you know, in the case itself, or which the jury will hear. In other words, the originating letter. And the originating letter, the letter to the person who you're accusing of causing the defamation, needs to cover a number of bases. It needs to indicate or outline the defamatory statements. It needs to indicate how the defamatory statements are untrue, that they are falsehoods. It needs to indicate the damage to your client's reputation. It needs to indicate what your client is looking for, and in other words, an apology and damages, compensation or contribution perhaps to a charity. And it also needs to look for an apology and an undertaking not to repeat the falsehoods, and an undertaking in respect of my client, of my costs, essentially. So, as I say, the letter, the originating letter in the action, is critical, and I've sent off the draft to the client there. Once he approves it, then I'll send it out to the offending parties.
Not like the made-up one.
What's she like?
Pure.
It's an aberration.
She got away with something. I didn't know it then.
What?
Barrister rang me just now to say that the other barrister contacted him just now and they have agreed the discovery. So now, after making the trip, I'm going to have to turn right around and just go home again. But at least we have agreement in relation to the discovery, and we're also getting our costs. So costs are obviously very, very important. We brought the motion and we're entitled to the costs. And I think we've agreed another 6 weeks for the other side to pony up with the correspondence and agree inspection facilities and so on. But bottom line is, it's only 10 o'clock, which is not bad. I can go home now and I'll be back in the office probably at a quarter to 11 or thereabouts. So it's not going to be a wasted day completely, but obviously this could have been agreed actually last week. Could have been easily agreed on Friday. Unfortunately, it hasn't been, or wasn't, and we only heard from the other lad, the other barrister there, just this morning, like, you know, in the last half hour. So look, that's it. Heading home now. This is the Liffey, actually, as you can see. Yeah, dirty old Liffey there. Heading back home now anyway, and it's not a bad day's work actually so far. Just one of the famous Guinness gates there along the quays. Anyway, as I was saying, this could have been avoided if the other side had made contact with us earlier on Friday or whatever, and I wouldn't be wasting my time going to Dublin. But the good news is we've agreed discovery, so we'll be able to push forward with our proceedings, and we're getting our costs. So it's not all bad, not completely wasted. Now obviously we're only getting our costs of the motion or whatever, and I have the costs arising from giving up, having the day completely blank, no consultations at home, because I was making provision for this, making allowance for this. Ordinarily though, I'd have one of the girls in the office doing this, attending council, and she's doing an exam today, so that's just the way the cookie crumbles. I'm heading home now, should be home by 11 and back in action.
He answered his caution savagely. Briggs, how many...
There is a possibility, I suppose, that the guy could come early, you know.